Beryllium abundances in turn of stars of globular clusters with the Cube Spectrograph, by Riano E. Giribaldi et al. Globular clusters host multiple stellar populations that display star-to-star variation of light elements that are affected by hot hydrogen burning, e.g., He, CNO. Several scenarios have been suggested to explain these variations. Most involve multiple star formation episodes, where later generations are born from material contaminated by the nucleosynthetic products of the previous stellar generations. One difficulty in the modeling of such scenarios is knowing the extent to which processed and pristine material are mixed. In this context, beryllium abundances measured in turn of stars of different generations can provide new information. Beryllium originates from cosmic ray spallation and can only be destroyed inside stars. Beryllium abundances can thus directly measure the degree of pollution of the material that formed stars in globular clusters. Turn-off stars in globular clusters are, however, faint, and such studies are beyond the capabilities of current instrumentation. In this work, we show the progress that the Cube spectrograph will bring to this area. Our simulations indicate that cubes will enable the detection of variations of about 0.6 dex in the B abundances between stars from different generations, in several nearby globular clusters with turn-off magnitude down to V equals 18 mag. This was Beryllium Abundances in Turn-off Stars of Globular Clusters with the Cube Spectrograph, by Riano E. Giribaldi et al.